going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, on this Saturday morning. See, but this don't work. I love this song. I could hear it all day long. But that's a Saturday night song, not a Saturday morning song. And I asked for it, too.
Oh, you play it whenever you want to play.
Yeah, but it, you know, I can't. I got to come back with energy. But when I hear this, I come back like Larry Tinsley. You know, or Larry Graham. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. 9 o'clock this Saturday morning. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all you Bobby Caldwell fans and Bonanza.
And Bonanza.
Bonanza, Georgia. You know what Bonanza is, right? In case for those of you who don't know, yeah, there is a town. It's 3,000 or so people.
Okay.
And it is located in southern Clayton County.
Okay.
Bordered by Irondale North and Lovejoy to the south.
Okay.
Route 19 and 41.
I know
from Eastern Port. Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. On your way to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
There you go. So, folks in Bonanza don't get heard a lot about, and I didn't play the Bonanza theme, which I would normally do. I wanted to hear some Bobby Caldwell.
That's on your way.
There you go. We are going to let you hear from James Pierce Jr., who joined Dukes and Bell yesterday, the Falcons' second first-round pick yesterday. And also going to get some sound from Xavier Watts, too. But that'll come up at 9:20. Right now, I want to talk about what's going on with these Braves. Give them a little bit of, you know, a little bit of love. These guys are getting it done. They're out in Arizona right now. And we wondered, I really didn't even know, getting out of the gates the way they did, what was going to happen. And they seemed to right the ship. I just lost my computer here. I was trying to get the, No, everything just went.
I mean, right. They're trying to climb back to the 500 mark. What now? 11 and 14. After just digging themselves a terrible hole to start the season. They seem to be fighting their way out of it and, you know, doing it against a good Arizona team this weekend. It's going to really test them. I mean, they played well at home before taking to the road, and they're going out there and they get a win. Chris Sale starts last night, goes 5 innings, struck out 4, surrendered 1 run. That was a good start, and they went out and the bats went to work and drove in some runs.
And these West Coast trips early, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I really am. Let's get this stuff out of the way. You know, the last thing you want to do is take a guy who's nicked up or, you know, coming back from an injury, and you got to sit on that long flight out there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you get this done, put it behind you, and look forward to what's coming up. So you got Arizona right now. You got Colorado after that. And then come home to take on Freddie and the boys.
Think about it. This win last night was just the third road win so far this season. Only won 3 games on the road. I mean, it has been.
Strider's back out. He's still dinged up. You got Acuna, you're waiting for him. And we haven't had a chance to give just a quick little opinion about what happened with Jared Kelnick and him loafing it, whatever you want to call it is, and then, you know, getting criticized. Criticism coming both ways because of what he did and getting thrown out, but yet how it was handled by the manager. And then Ronald Acuna coming out and saying what he said. And, again, I realize this has been chewed, and people have talked about it. Sam and I haven't had a chance to just kind of get this off our chest.
Yeah.
About what happened. And obviously, we were around. You covered the last time this happened when Acuna got yanked and pulled out by Snitker.
And it seems like that's been such a long time ago. You know, it was six years ago. And, you know, young Ronald Acuna, I remember the play very vividly.
No, I was going to say, let's remember why that happened even. Because you got to remember the reason Acuna was taken out by Brian Snitker was because Brian Snitker is old school. He came from Bobby Cox, who pulled Andrew Jones out of a game for doing the same thing in front of everybody.
Right, right.
So that's a continuation. And for Ronald Acuna to hear that when he was pulled, hey, I come old school. This is the way we do it with the Braves. Bobby did it to a guy who's a Hall of Famer, blah, 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 and Andrew Jones, best center fielder in baseball, and I have to continue that. And so Ronald hearing that and then seeing what he saw.
I get it, but I got a totally different take on it than most people. Because most people are saying, well, what's Acuna got to say about he's not there? And that's the big problem. I mean, if you're Ronald Acuna Jr., you've had to sit and watch this team play a miserable first 3 weeks of the season.
Right.
And look awful, look pedestrian, look nothing like a team that's going to be a contender. One game, striking out 19 times in a game? One game. And all he can do is sit and watch. That's all he can do. You know what I mean?
And build frustration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. All he has to do is – and that's how it came out of his frustration. We're frustrated. He's just as frustrated, too. We're sick and tired of looking at it. He's sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
And he saw that, and that's how it came out. But I want to say this about him. Some people want to get upset with him, and I haven't talked to him personally. I don't know how he really feels. But what if? What if? I mean, he's down in Florida now getting ready to return to this team. And you would think that if he was actually on this team and have something to say, he would have said it. He would have gone to Snitker, gone to him office and met with him after
the
game, whatever. That's what we assume, right?
Okay.
My thing, I think, as far as Acuna goes, is that maybe, just maybe, he set himself up to be a clubhouse voice. We always talked about who is the voice in this team. You know, Dansby Swanson goes, who's the voice going to be? Freddie Freeman goes, who's it going to be?
Yeah.
And Travis d'Arnaud kind of did that. Now, who is the voice in the clubhouse now? And that's the thing. Maybe he's prepping himself to be a clubhouse voice. Now, it's new for him. He's been this guy who's been, you know, this happy-go-lucky kid that's out there playing that the crowd loves. Everybody wants to buy his jersey. And every kid's got his poster on the wall. That's his role. He has been asked to be a clubhouse leader. That's what he's done, you know, and everybody's been fine with that. He's not that kid anymore. He's 27 years old, Greg.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna Jr. is 27 years old. And maybe, just maybe, he wants to be able, maybe not the voice, but a voice. And I said another reason why he may want to be a voice, this year we heard something different from him in the spring. He did interviews with the media without an interpreter, which is something we had not heard him do before. So, to me, that's another step. Sure, that allows him to communicate with the media. It allows him to communicate with fans. It allows him to pick up some coin, too, with some commercials and stuff he probably hadn't been able to do. Even with that, with his limited English, he has appeared in some television commercials. But now maybe he can do more of those things. But also, maybe, just maybe, allows him to be a little bit of a voice in the clubhouse.
Why do you say maybe? Because I don't know. Well, okay, but
I don't know that for a fact. But maybe he wants to be that. People say, well, that's not the way you go about doing it. But this is new for him, and he's having to evolve the way he approaches the game. He can't go out and play with reckless abandon, like we've seen him do, because he knows there's a chance that he won't be with the team. He's got to keep his edge. We want him to keep that edge. 73 stolen bases. I don't think we're gonna see. You know what I mean? He's got to be judicious in how he does things as far as with the team. He's got to know he's got the light switch can't be on the whole time. He's got to know when to flip the switch and get that extra thing going, and when to dial it back. And so that's a process he's dealing with as he gets set for his rehab. And while he's doing that adjustment mentally and emotionally to how he's going to have to approach this game, so he stays on the field to help this team, he sees something that strikes a nerve. And so that's, to me, that's where that comes from. A lot of people want to say, well, what business is it of his? He ain't with the team. I think he really wants to be a voice in this clubhouse. Like I said, he's not kid Ronald Acuna anymore. He's 27 years old, and I think it's a big if he wants to be that, good time. He's getting to be one of the graybeards on this team when you think about it that way. And so I'm like, what's wrong with that? If that is his intent, I think that's a very good thing.
All right. You left a lot of gray area with the ifs and the maybes, and that's fine because you won't know.
Because I don't know.
We never know.
Well, we'll find out once he gets back and joins the team, and you'll be able to see if he's a clubhouse voice.
See, that's my thing. And I've been in clubhouses, and the public doesn't know who that voice is unless other players come out and say, we knew in the past who the voice was. And you said a lot of things that come down to what I was going to say, and I'll just come out and say it. That I believe things like this that happened is because there is no singular leader that the 25 guys collectively respect in a way that they can walk up, that person can walk up to them and say X, Y, and Z. We saw that before, and let's bring Acuna back into this, because a former leader of this team, Freddie Freeman, did that to him,
right.
And we heard about the fallout from it.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So now that Freddie's gone, and if you're telling me Travis d'Arnaud was that voice, all right, but Travis d'Arnaud is not. He was an all-star 1 year.
Right.
But he's not an all-time, you know, an all-timer at the catcher position. But he is a person that everybody sort of followed.
Everybody respects.
And
everybody
that's because you have to have that it.
Right.
You can't manufacture.
Well, you don't have to be the biggest star on the team.
I didn't say that. No, you have to have that it that makes people listen to you in a way that, okay, this person has earned my respect. I have to deal with him, like it or not. And I'm saying that. Because he's on the DL and he didn't like what he saw from the manager to Kelnick and how he disciplined him or did not, he can't then all of a sudden decide, well, this locker room needs a voice and I need to be it. I don't think that can happen. You said a lot of maybes and what ifs. I don't think he can prepare himself for that. I think if they're not going to follow him by his play on the field, and by the way, if you don't follow this dude after what he did the last time he played full season, I don't know what will. That don't make him the leader of this team or a voice that you need to respect. I don't know what will.
But maybe he wasn't ready to take on that part of being the voice.
Well,
I think you do. Because I remember covering the Braves during the time with Chipper Jones, and Chipper would defer. He would defer until those other voices were gone. He wasn't going to step on Glavine, and he wasn't going to step on Smoltz. Once those guys were gone, Chipper spoke.
Okay, and then Chipper left, Freddie took it over.
Right.
What I'm saying right now, you can't. It's April 26th. That voice should have been in there when them dudes were down in Sarasota. That's where that voice is. Hey guys, this is the season. We're going to do this and that and blah blah blah. And that voice accompanies them up to Atlanta and is in that locker room.
But he couldn't do that because he ain't playing.
No, I didn't say it was. But I'm saying it ain't him.
You know,
I'm not guaranteed it's him. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say he's going to be the voice. I said it'd be a voice.
Listen, I'll take Ozzie Albies as the voice if I have to pick somebody, and I don't know if he is that person or wants that, but that's what I'm saying is lacking. And that person, I believe, hey, again, let's just paint this picture. I could absolutely see if Brian Snitker didn't see Ron Lacuna do what he did a couple years ago on that team and loafed it. I absolutely believe Freddie Freeman went, hey, Skip, did you see what this guy did? You need to have a talk with him. And so Freddie going up to him because he wants Ronald to play a certain kind of way, but he's not the manager of the team, and you miss this, he would feel, I won't say obligated, but feel comfortable in going up to his manager going, hey, this dude needs to be taught the right way to play. I don't think if this happens tomorrow, there's a guy, because Snitker missed. He said in the interview, right? He said, I didn't see what Jared Kelnick did.
Yep.
And if there was a leader on this team who saw it and wants these guys to stay in check, you know, they would have went up to him.
The other thing, though.
That day, not the next day.
The other thing you talk about is level of expectation. What do you expect from Ron Lacuna Jr.? What do you expect from Jared Kelnick? Yeah. You expect more from Acuna. And that's another part of it. I mean, he was a younger player at the time. But if you're going to play that role and be this to this team and be this franchise guy that we look to have in a long period of time, you do expect something different from him too. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody else who's in the locker room with Acuna, now no longer with this team, Dansby Swanson, has these thoughts on the situation.
I will say, to Ronald's credit, I don't think people realize how awesome of a dude he is.
Yeah.
And just if you go watch just like throughout the playoffs, how engaged he was. Like he was in the dugout.
Yeah.
And how engaged and excited he was to be a part of it. Like people don't see those things,
That's
but
awesome.
We knew it and felt it, right? And having it's just basically the good energy of everyone in the dugout believing that we can do this, no matter who it is, no matter who's hurt, who's healthy. We all just had one common goal of belief and bought into it and just became like a freaking juggernaut.
Hey, watch your mouth. It's a Saturday morning.
Well, that comes from a, that comes from a man on the first place team.
Yeah, yep. Who knows where Geno's East is?
Right?
He's been over to Ditka's for a couple steaks there, pal.
Yep.
All right, well,
that's Dansby Swanson.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk about that. I wanted, you know, your thoughts. And we kind of are on the same page. It's just the execution of how
You do it. If it's a new role, it's just like anything else. He maybe needs some training wheels. You know what I mean? but that's, to me, that's what I think. If that's something that he wants to do. And that's what I would rather believe. He's getting ready to be more of a role, that type of role.
And you know the crazy part about this is, if he'd been here for more than the couple years he's been here, we had that leader. And he pitched last night. Ain't nobody going to walk up to Chris Sale when, you know, if he says, do this, this, and the other thing, because of his history, because of who he is. He could have been that voice. And who knows, he may be that voice moving forward. And talk about a transformation from a guy who nobody wanted in their locker room to being the calming voice in the locker room. Anyway, moving off the Braves and getting back to the NFL draft, it was a week where every team feels like they got better. Want to get your thoughts on how did the Falcons do? They addressed the needs that everybody thought needed, and that was that edge rusher defensive side of the ball was the focus for this the first couple days of the draft. And we heard earlier from Jalen Walker. Coming up, we are going to hear from James Pierce Jr., defensive end, Tennessee. The Falcons' number two pick in the first round came in at number 26. That is up next. They joined Dukes and Bell yesterday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Greg, it's Saturday morning, 26th day of April. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We started off with a story of the week. Mine was Monique. I'll leave it at that. But also, you got to check out, go to YouTube and check out Ernie Johnson. He is an incredible fan of Hamilton. And last week I saw a video, they did Ernie up right. Ernie got in full Hamilton gear, wardrobe, and got up there and did a scene and wrapped it out. And it was just, it was epic coming from him. So you gotta just Google this or YouTube it, Ernie Johnson doing Hamilton. But we have been talking draft all show, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the job, by the way, that everyone here at 92.9 The Game did. We need to throw them flowers.
But we're not done now.
Let them know that the coverage that the public heard starting on Thursday was beyond reproach, and the insights and the people that we've had on, and talk about the two picks, too. And we're also going to hear from Xavier Watts, too, coming up. So I want to make sure he didn't sit down with Dukes and Bell yesterday, but we have some sound from him that we're going to play. But yesterday, Jalen Walker sat down with Dukes and Bell. We played that earlier in the show, but we are now going to give you the time that James Pierce Jr., defensive end, Tennessee, sat down up in Flowery Branch with our own Dukes and Bell. Radio replay of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Falcons went back into the first round last night and got Pierce out of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And he's making his way into the room. What's up, bro? Good to see you, man. As he's getting ready to sit down here.
Right on.
We're talking to all these guys, man, because the draft is the best and funnest thing as far as, you know, how your team improves. And can you hear us, brother? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Man, welcome. First of all, James Pierce, thank you for being here. Congratulations, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy that you're here. I know a lot of people were surprised that we went back in and pulled you out. I asked Jalen this question. Did you have any idea it was going to be us that was going to draft you last night?
I low-key hoped for it. Just a little bit. A
little bit?
Because we heard they put the work in with you. So, I mean, did you feel, because as a player, do you feel the Falcons had more interest in you than other teams?
I feel like that we got to know each other and we got to communicate back and forth. So, a little bit more than other teams.
Okay.
6'5", 250-ish, Mike. Talk about SEC, first and quarterback pressures. Talk about your pass rush, man, because, you know, you played at Tennessee, obviously, being in the South, SEC, Atlanta being the home. We see a lot of SEC games and pay attention to all these things. But talk about you being a pass rusher, because it's something we've desperately needed, and how you, you know, have developed over the last few years and certainly the success you had at Tennessee.
I set up everything off speed, just naturally being a pass rusher. And then after that, it just come with learning and how you can use the hands and stuff like that, so.
Is that something you feel you got to work on a little bit, technique-wise?
I said it before. As long as I'm playing the game of football in the National Football League, I don't feel like you should ever stop working on your hands. So as long as I'm playing, I'll always try to get better at that and perfect that.
We got Coach Ra. And we got the word last night that your defensive coordinator couldn't sleep at all last night. He's so excited.
Yeah, I need to go see him.
But, I mean, it is pretty cool, though, the idea of coming here in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, the Juice. This is a team that – I don't know if you picked up on the buzz, but there's a lot of energy, man. People are really excited about the aggressiveness to go get you in the first round, the moves we made last night.
Yeah.
So how you feeling, man? You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. And, it means a lot to me that they was able to do that, and they did that, and they believe in my game and what I can bring to this team. So,
James, we heard I think it was our general manager Terry Fontenot say, "Is Miss Kizzy there?" When he talked to you on the phone, and I'm just curious to tell us about your mom, man, and you know, her impact in your life, because they were talking about meeting the people around you and how important that was for the organization to kind of get a sense of who you were.
Yeah, yeah, it's more so that my mom more so laid back like me and just let me do my own thing a little bit. So they probably was like, where is it coming from? You know what I'm saying? So they probably wanted to meet the person who produced the guy like this. So
what was mom saying last night, man?
She was happy. She was happy, especially when she seen the 404. She was super happy.
Right.
Yeah. We talked about it with Jalen. It's like every kid wants to be in the NBA or the NFL. Mm-hmm. But like last night, did you catch yourself in the moment? Like, this is really happening?
Oh yeah. Even walking into the facility today, when I got my jersey, my agent asked to hold it. I really didn't want to let him hold it, but yeah.
You raised in and around Charlotte. You played hoops too, didn't you? Didn't you play some basketball?
Well, yeah, I started late though. In high school, I started playing basketball in high school. I've been playing football since I was six, though. So.
Okay, because I was wondering if the basketball helped you. We hear guys say that, you know, sometimes playing hoops it helps. You a big hoops fan?
Yeah, my girl playing basketball.
Yeah, she's in the WNBA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a favorite team you watch as far as the NBA is concerned, or not really?
The NBA?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Just out of curiosity.
Because we could actually use kind of a small forward with the Hawks. I don't want to put too much on your plate. I'm just saying, if you want to, you know, be pretty good at, you know, ad campaign around that. Like Bo Jackson part two. Just throwing it out there, man. Again, guys, James Pierce Jr. is with us live in the Ticketmaster Studios. Again, two first-round picks. What has the team told you? If they told you anything about it, what they expect from you and what they expect you to do?
That's
see quarterback, get quarterback.
Exactly. It's still a bottom line business, and pretty sure I got to come here and produce just like any other player on this team and stuff like that, and do what's best for the team at all costs.
James, you went to Tennessee. Your decision to go there outside the money. we can say that now. NIL.
Hey,
I mean, come
now
on.
Now it's legal, baby.
That's right, man. I ain't tripping. But seriously, you had a chance to go pretty much anywhere you wanted in the SEC. What was your decision there? And I heard Coach Heupel talk about you were one of his first big recruits.
It was big to me. Mom liked it. It was super close to home. It was Tennessee. I went there to hunt 2000 screaming. Mm-hmm. It was just a different feeling. It was just something that I was more connected with. And then Coach Heupel liked to score a lot of points. Teams got to be able to keep up. I like to rush the passer.
Yeah. Easy formula there for you, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that's why he produced 27.5 sacks, guys, for loss.
All SEC twice.
And this is what we're
getting. First team.
17.5 sacks the last two seasons, and that's why we're excited, James, because it's something we've been lacking, obviously, with our Falcon organization. In your conversations, Mike asked you, you know, what they've told you, but what do you think you bring? Like, Falcon fans are listening right now, and they're saying, all right, James, man, what you going to bring to the squad?
Just right now, Dominic's ready to learn, ready to get to it, and ready to figure out how I can affect the game at the next level. So,
right on. We talked to Jalen about this because it's a strange journey. You how much did you watch the coverage when people like let's punch up James Pierce Jr. what they say and all the things that get thrown out there about you? You feel like you're just a piece of meat at the combine? How was that interview process?
No, I didn't feel like that. I know, like I said, it's a bottom line business. You feel me? So I know I really don't take it too personal.
Right.
I understand that they want to get to know me, so I don't take it really too personal. I just go with the flow for the most part.
Right.
Well, you've done a heck of a job, man, getting ready for this thing. And last night was a lot of fun for Falcon fans and seeing this all come together. Obviously, we're not done. Hopefully, we'll add some more pieces. But welcome to the A, man. We're excited to have you. Uh-huh. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised when they get a chance to see you on a Sunday-by-Sunday basis, brother.
Yeah, nah. In this red, that would be great.
And by the way, you know, in the old days, as in like 3 years ago, we used to ask guys, what are you going to do when you get that contract? Now you probably had a cool whip at Tennessee, right?
Yeah. I got a nice car, I feel like. It's the car I want. I probably won't be getting another car until.
Yeah.
Right, but it's funny because it's funny. I don't know. Do you take a pay cut, Carl, when you come in the NFL nowadays?
Depends.
Hey, man, welcome to the A, man.
Uh-huh, for sure, no doubt. Right.
And there you go. James Pierce Jr. joining Dukes and Bell yesterday at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My takeaway is that man sounds about nothing but business.
Yep. He really
ain't
is.
About no nonsense.
Right.
He'll do any interviews because he has to. He's sitting right there. But once he's done.
Combine, whatever you wanted me to do, whatever. We're going to get that done and, you know, move forward. That's his mentality. If he plays with that mentality and whatnot, yep, That's what we're looking for.
I am absolutely good with that. All right. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. So we had a we had those two guys sit down with Dukes and Bell. Then the trade was made with Philadelphia, and we got Xavier Watts. Haven't had him at the station yet, but we've got some sound from him. We're going to turn things over to Noelle, and she's going to let us know what we're going to hear because she's in charge of it.
All right. So first, I would like you to hear ESPN's thoughts on the draft pick.
Love this guy. Yeah, they were not good on defense last year in Atlanta on third down. They couldn't get to the quarterback, and they couldn't get off the field. This guy not only can help you get off the field, CD, he will take the football away.
He'll take football with him off the field.
13 career picks. And to me, this is more football player than athlete when you watch him. He wins with his eyes more so than his physical talent. But he's someone that, to me, that's a skill. You've been around guys that necessarily aren't the most explosive, dynamic athletes, but they just know how to play angles, they know to trust their eyes, and they play faster than their ability says they should.
All right.
Yeah, so...
Okay, you know, listen, those guys, they got note after note after note after note after note. And, you know, you want to hear from some people who really focused on the SEC last year in Tennessee and give you the intangibles, give some context to the things that are written about him, going, but you should, you know, how he performs third down, how he, you know, red zone, things like that. But it's all wait and see, you know. This is coming to every, it's what's that old game, Etch-a-Sketch? You shake it up, it's all that stuff in Tennessee don't count no more. You know, we start right now. All right, what else you got, Noel?
Well, Notre Dame for him for sure. But
oh, I said Tennessee. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you was thinking about James Pierce.
Yeah, I was.
We just got off that conversation. But it's funny because his comp that ESPN gives us, shout out to ESPN, matches exactly what Coach Raheem Morris told Xavier he wanted from him when they called him.
What's going on, young ball skills?
What's good, Coach?
Hey, let's go, man. You should come out here and get some balls for me, man. Get a couple picks. Do a couple things.
You.
Man. Run a couple back, man. Do what you do.
Oh, yeah, I got you for sure. Let's do it.
Man, I love it, man. I'm fired up, man.
Okay.
So we're definitely trying to add to a Jesse Bates to
go get
the ball from the quarterback on top of trying to get the quarterback on the ground. So we're trying to have all of that covered on every level of the defense, and this is exciting to see. And Xavier Watts is excited to do that.
I try to be like Jesse Bates. Obviously, we're similar in size. He likes to get the ball. He likes to tackle. And then Buda Baker, the way he runs for the ball, I try to be like him. He's lightning fast. He's got crazy cover in the field. So I try to be like those two guys.
Yeah.
So imagine two of those guys on the field on a Sunday afternoon. Woo!
Yeah, and with some pass rush, that's going to help tee some things up for him, right? That's
exactly,
the thing, right?
Exactly. You got the guy to go get the quarterback, and you got some guys to take that ball out the air when that quarterback makes a mistake. Sometimes they don't result in a sack. Sometimes it results in an errant play.
All right. Well, we're going to continue the coverage, but we got off to a great start. I mean, you want to grade this draft so far for the Falcons, you two? Because I'm good with everything.
I love it.
Big time. I think the Falcons were the winners. They were the winners Thursday night. I think so.
Now, what we haven't.
We still got some more.
Yeah, I was just going to say we got more coming. But what we have not done during the show before we turn things over to John Fricke coming up top of the hour is give our thoughts on some of the other stuff that happened or didn't happen.
Or something. Well, let's just see it. Something that hasn't happened.
Okay, that's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 26th day of April. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings here. Mr. Freaky's coming up top of the hour. I think that was an appropriate song to play coming back, given who we're going to be talking about.
Okay.
Me, myself, and I, and the story of this this particular draft. But before we do, happy birthdays go out.
To?
Happy 92nd birthday.
92?
Carol Burnett.
Oh, man. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett is 92 today. Happy 62nd birthday, Jet Li. He's put a few people in some movies.
Yep.
Seats. And this one's for you. Happy 40th birthday, John Isner.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The big fella from UGA.
Yep. And also, see if he hits a home run on his birthday, Aaron Judge is 33 today.
Okay.
There you go. Let's Sam and Greg, again, on this Saturday morning. All right. So the just clown show that was everybody thinking they knew where Shedeur Sanders was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then what has played out. And the Ralph Kramden-like response from those people. Well, how come he didn't go to the Giants? How come he didn't go to the Saints? How come he didn't go to the Steelers? All of the teams that a lot of folks guaranteed, or at least they heard from certain people, they're guaranteed to go there. First round, and if not, definitely the second round. And that booth that he built with all, you know, those pictures and the things.
Yeah, and all the dollar
things,
the dollar signs.
Dollar bills and
that,
legendary and all of that. It's still sitting empty. It's like them silver medals from the 72 Olympics.
Wow.
That America will never go pick up. It was the story. And why it happened? Who knows?
We may never know. But we do know this. He is going to land on a team.
Right.
Shedeur Sanders will land on a team. He is a talented player, and he should have been taken off the board by now. He's going to land on a spot, and I, you know, you can take your reasons why. Is it something that the league decided to do? And people want to say, well, is it because he was brash and bragging and all the things, material? Maybe a little bit, because in this day and age of NIL, you know, to say that, look, guys.
Coming into a team, making more money than most of the guys on the team.
When I just said, we know you guys are getting some money in college.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't going to come in and upset these locker rooms. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe I'm not saying that, and maybe it's not just for him, but it's for the other guys who are around, who are going from school to school chasing money. You know what I mean? Maybe that's sending a message to them. Shedeur is going to rise above this. He's going to land on a team, and hopefully he lands on a team that has a decent offensive line, because he ain't played with one.
Nope. You're right.
You know what I mean? He's been out there in Colorado running for his life, which tells you about his ability. That tells you about his ability. He didn't have a running game. Everybody in the stadium knew he was going to be throwing the ball on practically every play.
Yep.
Yet he was successful. He
and
put up
short
numbers.
Passes, too, because he wasn't doing many bombs.
But he was doing some long ones, too. Not as many. He got a guy to win the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, he did. And that guy caught it at 10 yards and did the rest like Jerry Rice used to do.
But there was some other ones that he threw with some timing patterns that he caught. You know, but that just also tells you something about him. If a guy can win the Heisman Trophy, part of it for being a receiver, he had to have been playing with a good quarterback.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's the other part about it. Maybe Greg, he falls to a team where he doesn't have to have the pressure of saving the franchise.
Oh, he's at a back. They've already said that he's at where he comes in now. He is at the level of a backup quarterback.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe it's not a bad thing, but you know, a backup is only a bump on the knee away from being thrown out there to play, and that's a fact of the matter too. Let's hope it's somewhere with a line that allows him to have the time to really show what he can do, and he gets some time. You know, maybe a few months. Maybe a first year to really learn his way and learn the game at the next level and what the team needs. But this guy has the ability, and I have no doubt that he will get there and show it when the time comes. He's an outstanding athlete, a superior athlete. He should have been gone by now, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's kind of what's happening. I think that the league is saying two things.
Now, can I stop you there, though?
Okay.
When you say the league, that makes it sound like there's some sort of collective agreement amongst the owners.
Yeah.
So you're saying that.
Yeah. The league is saying we're going to let some air out of this thing and show the guys coming on behind him, see, you're going to come in. First of all, and you don't play our game. You don't go to the combine. But a lot of guys don't go to the combine.
Yeah, a lot of them don't do that.
A lot of them don't do that
I still have a problem with that, but go ahead and finish your thought.
But I mean, I just think it's a lot of the material stuff that's being shown coming in. And just to tell the other guys, say, you guys, we know you guys are getting money now, but we're supposed to be the money that you really want.
So a little comeuppance, right?
Just, well, I don't know if it's comeuppance, but it's just
that's
telling
what it is. I mean,
guys,
the
guys who come along behind, this is not so much for him, it's impacting him, but to me, it's for the guys who come along behind.
Wasn't he?
But also this too, Greg. Also this too. I think there is some people who want to see him cut the cord. He's been under, you know, playing on a team where his father's been the coach and his father's been his biggest cheerleader. His father's been told him, and he's, you know, is Coach Prime has talked about how great his son is, his quarterback, and he's going out and he's made his dad look good. That's the toughest job he's got, is being his father's son.
Right.
That's a very difficult job, you know, because he's got his brother. The way he's looking now, he may have to go as an undrafted free agent, talking about Shiloh. So my thing is this, you know, they want him to go, to me, an ideal where he gets to go to a place and really earn his own stripes. Because knowing who his dad is, it'll be very easy for him to have a press conference every Sunday. And not because he wants to hold a press conference, because the team isn't playing him right or didn't put him in the right situation. Cameras would just find him. Cameras just find Deion Sanders, right? And so I think the team also said, what team wants that? That's the other thing about him coming to the team, is what that team will have to deal with.
How much do you agree with what they comment on with the tape? Not the other stuff that you just mentioned, the arm strength, the lack of the speed, the intangibles.
The lack
that make
of speed. He got good speed.
He doesn't have that, I got to go grab him speed.
He's not Lamar Jackson, but he can move.
No, he can move, but he's, listen, I'm just telling you what's been discussed.
Well,
he doesn't have the speed coming out. I'll use this word, the quickness. All right. I'm just telling you, it's not, you can't compare him to his daddy, but you're comparing him to the guys who've come out top tier quarterbacks of the last X amount of years.
Yeah.
And they could beat you with arm and leg. Shadur's not beating you with his legs. That's what I'm saying. That's what is being said. And that's what I saw in Colorado, too. So my question is, do you agree with those assessments of his abilities that aren't the same as some others who teams have gone out and reached for and grabbed out of the draft, as opposed to waiting for him? Take all the money stuff and all the last name stuff and all that off to the side. How do you feel about what's being said about his, and here's the word of the week, evaluation?
Evaluation. Well, but everybody has different evaluations, because you got one person that people listen for. Schefter said he was the best quarterback overall the whole draft.
Mel Kiper, too.
So I mean, that's the other thing you talk about as far as evaluation.
They also said the best quarterback in this draft would have went probably sixth last year. So this isn't
a great quarterback class, right. But my thing is this, you know, and I always tell people, do you really want to be that first round pick quarterback? Because most of the time them guys go places and they get beat down. Uh-huh. I always tell people, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, only five Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks have ever made it to a Super Bowl, and only two of them have won it.
Yeah.
Only two have won. Five have made a Super Bowl, two have won. Right?
Okay.
So I mean, because most of them guys go to teams that are awful. Staubach and Plunkett won. Right. Testaverde went as part of a team. You know, Cam Newton went, started.
Okay.
Joe Burrow went and started. To my knowledge, them the only Super Bowl, only Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks that have been in Super Bowl. They don't get there.
Yeah, Elway didn't go.
They don't get there.
Yeah.
They get on bad teams with bad lines and they get beat, and the confidence all shook. We're seeing Bryce Young try to survive that up in Carolina. Carolina goes out and they get him a wide receiver.
I got you one. There's another one. Charles Woodson.
I'm talking about quarterback.
Okay.
Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
All right. I was thinking, I didn't see much of him this weekend up in Green Bay. He's connecting with the Raiders, which I'm cool with. It's going to be and then what comes out once he does get chosen?
Once he does get chosen.
Now, that's going to be the conversation. That's the interview I want to hear.
The thing there is also the team, and the team has to be ready for what he brings and what the media will expect or will ask. Because whoever's the starting quarterback, that guy is a game with two interceptions away from people bombarding that coach with when you're going to play him. So do you want that in your locker room? That's the other part that people have to remember. You know, there's an expectation that has been given because of what we've seen and because of all the extra publicity, and now because of what's happened with this draft, yeah, it will be under the magnifying glass wherever he goes. And he may not be the starting quarterback in September, but if that guy, whoever he is, goes out and throws two interceptions in a game, all the questions are going to be when you're going to play him.
Are you surprised that you have not seen Kirk Cousins put in a trade package
at this point? Yeah, but I think it's on the way. I think it happens.
Before their next pick?
Oh, well, I don't know if it happens before the pick. But I mean, yeah.
What we just said, if you're going for a quarterback or any other, this is the person who's next on the depth chart. They're not going to be the starter. They're going to be what's next. And position player, quarterback, whatever it is, skill position player, I should say, quarterback. I you got to wonder, this has been one of the most unique years as far as trying to figure out what you know what your team needs. You feel like you know what the team needs, but in past years, you've seen them not address that or addressed it late in the draft. So they didn't get that player that you felt, man, if they get this dude or that dude, that's going to be the key. Falcons have already done it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe this is like extra gravy at this point.
No, there's still some needs that you want to see if you can help yourself in this draft.
Obviously, every position. But right. I'm saying right now, is there a skill position that you need, that you think they need to really focus on with these remaining picks?
I think you go O-line if you can. You can never do too
You've
much.
You've got to protect that young quarterback, absolutely.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean? So you got somebody that's going to grow up and mature with your young quarterback. Let's see if you can find somebody who could possibly do that. There's always something else. I don't know if you want to go for corner or if you do want to do something else offense. To me, you serve some real purposes with your first three picks on defense, and that's something that's really you fulfill the need. You have some players who are going to step in on your defensive line unless you want to draft another defensive lineman. Obviously, with Grady Jarrett going away up to your folks. And so you know, that's the other thing that we could see from this team when the draft resumes. In what, about a couple of hours here? We're going to get going again. So something else that happens in a couple of hours, they start racing over Talladega. Talladega, it's a weekend for Talladega. If you're going west on I-20 into Alabama, just get ready to pack your patience.
Stop at Bucky's.
Because you have to go past to get to it because that's in Leeds.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's on the other side of Talladega.
Charles Barkley's hometown.
That's it.
Stop by his house.
But we ain't go by Charles Barkley's house. But that's what's happening. Let's see. We got 11:30 is the start time for today over at Talladega if they're going to start with the ARCA Series car and ARCA Series race. Then 3 p.m. is a start for the Xfinity Series race today over at Talladega. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock is the start time for the Cup Series race, and that is racing at Talladega this week. Hopefully the rain stays away, and they're able to get the racing in.
You told me something funny this past week.
Yeah.
Speaking of racing,
yep.
Who you saw who won a race? Was it a drag race?
Tony Stewart. NHRA racing last week. And
couldn't
believe it. I knew he was doing it. I didn't know how often or how frequently he was doing it. You just can't keep this guy out of a car.
No, man.
And so now he doesn't have to turn it. He just got to put
go
down
straight.
Go straight, right? Tony Stewart wins last week in the NHRA racing. I forget which class. You know, it was Top Fuel or Funny Car, which one.
So did he have to give up his ownership with – Was it? I forgot what level it was. But remember,
Stewart Haas Racing. Yeah, they
ran into some trouble.
It went away.
So they're not with NASCAR or any level of NASCAR's.
Remember, he was doing some TV there for a hot minute.
For a minute. He's not TV friendly. Though.
I don't think he made it over through a whole one season.
But no level of NASCAR racing is he involved in anymore.
I don't think so. I think that's what he's doing, and you know, he may do some sprint cars or something like that.
Well, listen, we want to thank you guys for letting us, Sam and Greg, be a part of your Saturday mornings. We're going to get on out of here for John Fricke. Noelle, want to thank her, too. Who you want to hit up
last? Let them know what time
it is. Oh, we got Atlanta United going on here.
Yeah.
Pre-kick at 6 o'clock, kick at 7. Enjoy the rest of the draft. Enjoy the NBA playoffs. Enjoy, what am I missing? Atlanta United?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever else to do. Just have yourself a safe and happy rest of your weekend. Noelle, thank you as always for everything.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you next week. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.